Clive Palmer has thrown another political curveball, this time blocking the government's attempts to scrap the carbon tax. The federal government started the day confident it would have the numbers in the Senate to finally dump the tax. But the Palmer United Party leader says the government double-crossed his senators over an amendment. He says that left them infuriated and it leaves the future of the carbon tax more uncertain than ever. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The government had expected its bill to abolish the carbon tax would pass the Senate today. But then the Palmer United Party leader Clive Palmer announced that was in doubt.
It doesn't look like the carbon tax is going to go through in the Senate today, right? Because our party will most likely vote against the bill, right? Because this morning at 8:30 we had an amendment which we discussed with the government and we left with the clerk's office. It was to be circulated by the time Parliament came to town and it hadn't been circulated. And our senators hadn't been told and they were left in the dark. So when the motion was brought, their old amendment was in there, which they thought was the new amendment, and they would have voted for that and not the critical amendment, which is critical in getting electricity and gas prices back to consumers. And then under a misapprehension, they would have voted to repeal the carbon tax. Right? But fortunately, we've discovered that and they were able to become aware of it. So I just met with them down there and their view was that in those circumstances they wouldn't be voting today for the carbon tax repeal. Now, of course, the matter may be sorted out, I don't know, but that's how it stands at the moment. I think you'd call it double-crossing people.
We went to lodge our amendment at the clerk's office at 8:30 and we asked that it be distributed and we had a violent action from the government and our amendment merely... A violent reaction, I would say, that we had ministers calling us and visiting our senators and complaining. And all our amendment did, really, was to guarantee and make it mandatory that the savings from the carbon tax repeal by energy producers, gas producers, electricity producers, would be passed on down the line to consumers.
Mr Palmer's dramatic announcement led to a flurry of negotiations, with government and crossbench senators congregating in the chamber and outside. Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong said that meant the government was in the awkward position of having to drag out debate on the bill it had recently put a gag on to curtail discussion.
Well, it certainly takes a special blend of arrogance and incompetence to seek both to guillotine and filibuster in the same debate. So seek both the guillotine and filibuster in the same debate. And that's what this government is doing. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Not only did they use their numbers, Mr Deputy President, in the chamber this morning to put in place a guillotine, they now have a government senator asking questions of a minister who just went for 15 minutes on a Labor amendment which has already been knocked off in order to give the government time out there in the corridors to try and cut a deal to repeal the carbon price because they, and I use Mr Palmer's words, appear to have double-crossed the Palmer United Party. And if you walk around the corridors, you can see all sorts of little huddles where these various amendments are being discussed. Now, I didn't say cuddles, I said huddles with an A.
And that's Labor's leader in the Senate, Penny Wong, and we'll cross back to Louise Yaxley in Canberra with any further developments.